This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Evidence of real voter fraud, thousands and thousands of instances in voter fraud in Nevada alone by 5 o'clock today that will be submitted to the court. And we have instances, for instance, of 40,000 plus people who have voted twice in the election. That's real voter fraud. We have data showing that people who were on the record as having voted by mail didn't even receive ballots and say that they didn't vote. We have a lot of evidence that we are going to be presenting to the court.
Could we enjoy this supposed victory, and I use my finger quotes, if we won like the Democrats think they've won? Could you enjoy that? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That was the president's attorney talking about Nevada. Here's what I can give you. I want you to rest assured of some things, and you have to take this to heart. You got to understand this. As you look at the fate of America and you say, what's going on? What happens, Kevin, if Biden gets in? What happens is 80 million of us are going to stand firm and understand what's happening, and we're going to fight back. Don't ask me how. I haven't gone that far into the future. Was it a difficult thing? Of course it is. Life goes on. What happens when somebody close to you dies? You lament for a while and you move on because you have to. I don't think that's going to happen in this case. I think the people who are going to have to lament are going to be the Democrats. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Insurrection Act. We're going to talk about Donald Trump's moves with the military. I talked about it last week. Repositioning things. Repositioning chess pieces. 844-551-8255 is where you can reach me. Things are afoot, folks, that are not good for the Democrats. I know they want to be jubilant. How can you be jubilant when you know with 100% certainty your party cheated? And they didn't cheat a little bit. It wasn't like, guys, we only need 100,000 votes spread around the country and that'll do it. You know, this thing's even, but we want our guys to win. It wasn't like that. It was, we got to do complete and utter election fraud in order to win. This guy's talking about 40,000 double-counted votes. You know where those votes went. In Nevada, they went to Biden. There's nowhere you will find where Trump gets an advantage. Nowhere. If they do a regular count, Trump will not get an advantage. He'll lose like he did in Wisconsin. Oh, Donald Trump just spent $3 million and Biden got 87 more votes. Really? You think that was a legitimate count? You know what? As I said, the Democrats have to wake up every morning in the middle of the night at 2 o'clock screaming that they didn't get their man. We've got this temporary win. We've got to get it done. Let's call him president-elect, and let's pretend that Kamala Harris is vice-president-elect, and let's put transition team, and let's call the election on everything that people see, and maybe, just maybe, the 80 million staunch supporters of Donald Trump will finally buy it. Are you buying it? I'm not buying it. I'm buying nothing. It's not, these people are afraid, and they better be, because unlike them, we aren't vindictively changing things. I don't wake up in the morning and go, yeah, let's put up a border wall. That'll fix them. I say let's put up a border wall because we got to stop people from coming illegally into our country. I don't think, let's make some dirty air. I think let's have a reasonable energy policy that allows for a real smooth transition into. You know what? I love rechargeable batteries. We go through some batteries in my house, man. We got remotes all over the place. And every time a remote dies, I think, why can't I just use these rechargeable batteries? I bought a bunch of them and they're dead. They've stopped working. You know why we don't use rechargeable batteries? Because they stop recharging. And then suddenly you're going, what? So I have a ton of backups. And maybe three of my, we probably have 40 remotes in this house, and maybe two or three of them have rechargeable batteries. Every other one has regular batteries. We got to keep them for backup. We got to keep the grid up. Who wants to, you know, hit a remote in your TV without the remote? Forget about it. You think the old school TVs were bad when you went up and changed the channel, even with the pliers or whatever? The new TVs, if it's a smart TV and you lose your remote, throw the TV away. It's now a boat anchor. Anyway, enjoying this so-called victory, Democrats, they're taking victory laps. But it's not a real celebration for them. Donald Trump's still throwing his big... He threw a big rally in Valdosta, Georgia. Proved again, I'm your president. And while he fights this battle, I said this in the previous hour, he fights this battle from the standpoint of, yeah, we're going to do everything legal. Let's go through the courts. Let's do it. Let's call the legislatures. He's tweeting about it. And he's got a think tank, you know, a team on this of people that are going, we're going to siphon through this. So much so that Kemp is changing his tune. We'll play that in the next segment. The governor of Georgia, who called it, I'd like to see what Donald Trump can put on Governor Ducey in Arizona. That fraud certified an election that he knows is a cheat. See, I think the Democrats have convinced a lot of people we're good. But let me tell you something. When Trump gets in this second term, I hope he rains holy AT-double crooked socks down on Ducey. So people have asked me, what do you think's happening? I said, I think Donald Trump's going to do a sting. I think he's going to, I don't know what all the stuff, because there's a lot of legal people talking about Insurrection Act and his executive order. But here's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see him bring all of them in, Pelosi, all of them, Comey, all in the, hey, you've all won a trip, courtesy of the U.S. government. And they all come in like one of those big stings where they bring in all the criminals they have warrants for. And Donald Trump has a big rally and says, I wanted to bring you all together so we could arrest you all en masse. And the feds crows in on him and starts cuffing all these suckers. And taking him out and have him crying, having Pelosi's mascara running. I didn't mean to cheat. I'm so sorry. I want to see justice that way. Hillary Clinton fighting, them dragging her out, you know, on her buns, and she's kicking and screaming, and Bill's over there going, I had nothing to do with it. Y'all do what you need to do over there and take care of her. Hey, we'll talk to you later, Hillary. I want to see justice served. And not in the form of one guy, Kevin Kleinsmith, through the Durham Report.
Hey, we recommended he go to jail.
I want to see a bunch more people, John Durham. Where's the rest of the report, Barr? Let's get it out there. Listen to Kevin Jackson.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
The trick in runoff elections, or any election for that matter, is to get the right message to the right person. Think of it as a smart bomb. This isn't an ad that everyone sees on the nightly news. This is a video delivered to a persuadable voter right after they request their mail-in ballot. The Republican National Committee knows how to talk to Trump voters to make sure that they show up. But as we can see from the results of the presidential election, there won't be enough to win these two critical Senate races. I partnered with Protect American Values PAC to help them go after the people the RNC won't be talking to. We reach these new voters with targeted videos and social advertisement, and we tell them why. Even if they didn't vote for President Trump, they need to vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Here's something you might not know. Ralph Warnock, one of the Democratic candidates for Senate, once compared Israel to the apartheid South Africa. I bet Jewish voters in Atlanta don't know it either. And we can find them and we can make sure that they know the truth. This is how we advance the conservative cause and put a check on Joe Biden's ability to turn our nation into a socialist nightmare. To donate, go to protectingamericanvalues.com. /Kevin Jackson.
You're living with diabetes and using insulin. You know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
At about 8 o'clock in the morning, we're going to roll this back and show it to you. There you go. So now they're going to start pulling these ballots out from under this table. This table, the black one, was placed there by the lady with the blonde braids at about 8:22 a.m. in the morning. So she put that table there. So the same person who's staying behind now, the same person who cleared the place out under the pretense that we're going to stop counting, is the person who put the table there at 8:22 in the morning. Yeah, I saw 4 suitcases come out from underneath the table.
4 suitcases full of ballots from under the table after everybody's supposed to be gone, and then they start counting those. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to pulling ballots from under a table that was placed there by the woman who kicks everybody out. And then what does she do? She starts counting. We have places where they have documented evidence of them scanning, I think it was 40,000 of the same ballot twice, and on and on. There are no statistics that support Biden. There is no math that supports Joe Biden. There is no amount of common sense you could use that would overthrow the idea that Donald Trump crushed Biden in a landslide. Well, we all knew what happened. Mr. Magoo with brain damage can't beat one of the best presidents in history, if not the best. Forget the Civil War. What do you think we're in the midst of? Oh, we don't have 360,000 white men dying alongside 36,000 black men to fight for freedom. We've got 80 million people who are dying a death by a thousand paper cuts, a death by a thousand taxes, a death by a thousand insults, and I could go on. 80 million of us, voters, who are sick and tired of the same thing. And what do these people do? They cheat. Wow. So I talked earlier about my buddy Kevin Sorbo, and I want to make clear the analogy. I said Kevin gets kicked out of Hollywood, but he still has this Hollywood mentality. Yeah, he knows he's not making $40, $100 million in his day blockbusters, where that's the budget for the film, but he's making $2 to $5 million films, and he's expecting the same system to work for where he's gone. It doesn't work that way. We don't work like Hollywood. We are expecting the system that we've been kicked out of to work for us, as if it's all the same. We're being cheated, and we're not making the adjustments. We're not understanding that you're not in Kansas anymore, Dorothy. It's a whole new world. A whole new world. I had to go a little Broadway on you, even though I am having some throat issues these days. No big deal. Every time I say something like that, people send me mail. Kevin, you gotta do this or do that. I get why I'm under the weather. I'm still not great. And it has nothing to do with COVID. It has to do with being run down, being tired. Anyway, it is the KevinJacksonShow.com, by the way. 844-551-8255. No statistics can support a Joe Biden presidency. The Democrats know it. They don't care. If I won because Trump cheated and we knew, I would be like, man, shoot, I can't celebrate this win. Knowing that we cheated? Ask yourself, what would we do? If we knew there was undeniable evidence of voter fraud at massive levels, what would you do? I would say, hey guys, I'm sorry to tell you, but I don't think it would happen to us because we're always on the side of righteousness. But if it did, let's say we had some lame brain idea and they brought a person who was very circumspect and, you know, knew what they were doing and convinced the world. And I mean, let me do it another way. Let's put ourselves on the side of the Democrats. You got Trump and you may not have liked him, but you went, you know what? I don't like the guy, but he was a rock star. I'll put it to you this way. I know I keep changing. My producer's like, will you finish? Yeah, okay, so if Barack Obama had done in the first 4 years what Donald Trump did, I would have voted for him in the second term. Does that simplify for you? I would have, for the first time in my adult life, voted for the Democrat, and a black Democrat at that. I would have. If Barack Obama had the 4 years where the stock market legitimately went up, he brought manufacturing jobs back. He put America first. He helped Israel. He brought world peace practically. Actually deserved his Nobel Peace Prizes. And I could go on. Implemented criminal justice reform, First Chance, First Step, Second Chance Act, and so on and so forth. I would have said, hey guys, sorry. I'm so sorry. Who knew that baby black Jesus was really baby black Jesus? That's what I would have said. And had he been cheated out of the election for the second term because we had a group of zealots that said Obama must go at all cost, I would say nope. I don't care what you think about him. Forget the Democrat, the Republican, or whatever. This guy needs to be in office. And I would have happily voted for him. Right now, Dan Patrick out of Texas is saying he'll give $1 million for him if you can say these people did voter fraud and you can prove it. We should be offering those rewards in every battleground state. Well, you give us credible evidence of somebody doing something, and we will give you five. It would be like hitting a lotto. What would it be worth to you? Let me tell you what it's actually worth. Trillions. Trillions. If the Democrats get in, that's what they'll spend. Trump is no fiscal genius. I mean, he isn't impressing me with his fiscal responsibility. He's buying into this woo-flu nonsense, because I would have said this. You either put people back to work, or I will start pulling federal funds from every one of your contractors in your states. I will remove federal funds from whatever you're supposed to get. Unless you put people back to work in the restaurant industry or whatever, you can forget it. If you're a country, I told you guys this before, I would say this. If you're a country that is living under this guise, you will no longer do business with America. We will find other sources for our products. I would flip it immediately. What's it matter? If we're going to spend trillions of dollars, make it internal. Make it in the States. Bring it all back. Being reported in Georgia, 10,315 voters died before the election, but voted. 66,248 were under the age of 18 and voted. 40,279 people changed counties and didn't register to vote. You want to do the math on that? Quick math? 110,500 and change. That's the level of cheating just in Georgia that we're hearing about. Short break, folks. We'll be right back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. coronavirus hospitalizations are running at a record rate.
More than 101,000 Americans are currently being treated for the respiratory illness in hospitals nationwide. The COVID-19 Tracking Project reported that over 282,000 people in the United States have died from the virus since the beginning of the pandemic. Janet Baum is a nurse in Reno, Nevada. She says she's never seen her hospital so busy.
Never in my wildest nightmares would I ever have thought that we would ever see something that would be killing this many people.
The average price of a gallon of gasoline rose 4 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks to $2.22. The price at the pump is 43 cents lower than it was a year ago. Industry analysts say demand for gas remains low in the United States due to the pandemic. USA Radio News. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani says he's feeling okay as he battles the coronavirus at a Washington, D.C. hospital. The 76-year-old, who is President Trump's personal attorney, was admitted to Georgetown Hospital on Sunday. As Democrats and Republicans continue to work on a new coronavirus relief plan, President-elect Joe Biden believes another round of stimulus checks are needed for American families. Regarding stimulus checks, Problem Solvers Caucus member Dean Phillips, he's a Democratic congressman from Minnesota, says,
I believe that consumption is the engine of the economy and money in people's pockets is the fuel. And in times like these, I do believe that sending money to people directly who are struggling the most is a net benefit to the economy. Actually, it will cost less now than it will down the road. So I am in favor of it. We weren't able to achieve everything that everybody wanted in the current framework, but I'm still hopeful that that could, if it finds bipartisan support, could be achieved, because I certainly favor it.
This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Governor, would that process look like that? Would it be a simple fix?
Well, Laura, welcome to Georgia. We're the red wall to stop socialism, Pelosi, AOC, and everybody else. And I'm really glad to be here with you to try to help my friends David Perdue and Senator Loeffler. You know, I called early on for a signature audit. Obviously, the Secretary of State, per the laws and the Constitution, would have to order that. He has not done that. I think it should be done. I think, especially with what we saw today, it raises more questions. There needs to be transparency on that. I would again call for that, and I think in the next 24 hours, hopefully, we'll see a lot more from the hearings that the legislature had today, and we'll be able to look and see what the next steps are. But that's what's good about where we are now, because of the recount that we're having in the state. It allows those things to be looked at.
That was the crooked governor of Georgia, Kemp, and he's talking about the red wall. This is a guy who let Stacey Abrams register 800,000 mostly fraudulent voters. She almost beat him in his election. If it weren't for Trump and coming in and helping, Stacey Abrams would be the unduly elected governor of Georgia. This is the only southern state that's been at risk. Georgia. It's unbelievable that we're talking about a state that should probably be 60. A few elections ago, Georgia, you could count on as true red. He's calling about the red wall. Look, he's the governor of the state. He should be able to put enough pressure on the Secretary of State to where a signature audit recount has occurred. I just gave you guys the numbers. What is he talking about? This is a guy that was so ready to sign off on the bill. Maybe he did. Did you guys check? I think he did, didn't he? They ratified the election. Now he's like, we need to do a signature, this, that, and the other. This is the guy that Lynn Wood is calling out. There's so much attention on this Georgia race. Democrats are going to have a really difficult time cheating their way to this. Kelly Loeffler, 100% votes for the president's initiatives. He couldn't ask for a better senator. Secretary of State, well, he'll have to authorize that. Get on his butt. Make him authorize it. I guess it's not enough that 10,315 voters actually died before the election. How's that? Were they mail-in ballots? They better be, because that's the only explanation you can have for that. How about these? How about the 66,248 that were under the age of 18? How about those? What's your excuse for those? Oh, and how about the 40,279 people who changed counties and didn't re-register to vote? That's 100,000 right there if you get rid of the dead voters. See, here's what the Democrats did. They looked at every possible vote that you could have that they could steal. Under the age of 18, I mean, do the math, people. Come on, really? They looked at how many people had died. If y'all think I'm kidding, they looked at death registries. They looked at all kinds of things. Any place they could get a vote. They grabbed those lists. They put them into computers. And they just started filling out ballots. That's it. You know, that's why they fear a signature match. Because hundreds of thousands of them will not match. May not even have a signature on file. This is why they're afraid. And they better be afraid. Here's one of the, Trump's attorneys talking about voter fraud just in general.
Evidence of real voter fraud. Thousands and thousands of instances in voter fraud in Nevada alone by 5 o'clock today that will be submitted to the court. And we have instances, for instance, of 40,000 plus people who have voted twice in the election. That's real voter fraud. We have data showing that people who were on the record as having voted by mail didn't even receive ballots and say that they didn't vote. We have a lot of evidence that we are going to be presenting to the court showing that voters have been disenfranchised in Nevada because every single time there's a fraudulent vote cast, put into the system, it dilutes the votes of honest voters.
Voter fraud. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. 40,000 people voted twice. I mentioned that earlier. People on the record of having voted by mail but didn't receive ballots. I don't know how they track that, but I would think that there'd be a way to say, yeah, we mailed out all these ballots. These got them. These responded, whatever. Don't know. All I know is there's a mountain of that evidence, and that evidence is overwhelming in and of itself. But what about the news about Durham, that they never should have gone after this Russia thing? Does that not validate or invalidate everything the Democrats were saying about Donald Trump? Mueller didn't find what Durham found? That Kevin Kleinsmith lied? Who else lied? What else have the Democrats lied about? Everything. Schiff said he had irrefutable evidence of Donald Trump colluding with Russia. Where is it? When's he going to be made to back up his statements, his lies? Now we've got Donald Trump, who smartly said, I'm not treating Biden like he's anything more than a dummy and who ran in a crooked election. So he won't let him sit in on these intelligence briefings. By the way, Biden and intelligence, it should be illegal to say that those words in the same sentence, except for educational purposes like this. So there was a question why the president was blocking Biden from being in intelligence briefings. And the obvious punchline is that Biden would be too stupid to understand him anyway, right? But there is more to this story of why the president is not wanting Biden in these meetings. And it has to do with all the things that are happening around this voter fraud stuff. And I'm going to get to this in a bit. Trump has got the strategy that says, okay, get all these private attorneys and private citizens to sue, and let's go for the courts. Get our politicians to go after the legislative angle, and I will go after the executive angle. And the executive angle is the one that is most intriguing to me, because it requires Donald Trump to go into what the Democrats have always wanted him to do, which is to become dictatorial. Now, a question was posed, and you can look at this in a couple of ways. One, if Donald Trump is still fighting, and there's a chance that he could become the president, say the president, and he will. Mike Lindell of MyPillow said Trump's going to, he's like me. He says Trump is a 100% lock to serve his second term. But here's my question. Whether you believe it or not, where are the rioters and the looters who are mad that he's even going after it? Why are they not there? Have you wondered, aren't they conspicuous by their absence? The world was in turmoil leading up to the election. Seattle, Portland, burning, all this stuff. Looting and vandalism and what have you. Still high crime, don't misunderstand me. Don't get it twisted. They're still Democrats. Well, where have they gone? So if you go, well, Kevin, they're not looting because they think Trump's going to lose and Biden's going to win. You think so? I don't know that they have a crystal ball and can predict what I've already predicted, which is Trump is going to win. You would think right now, forget if Trump wins, will they loot? My bet is they won't. I'm telling you right now, I think what you're seeing is America going, if Trump wins, we're cool. Now, don't misunderstand me. The Soroses and the typical troublemakers that pay for black folks to go act, you know, well, my grandmother had a word for it, but I can't say it, but to act ignorant, she say ignorant, they're going to come out. I think Trump will have a remedy for them, which is why he fired his previous defense guy or the guy who's over all these. He's firing a lot of people, and with reason. So, again, I tell people, don't look at the news that you see. Look at the news that you don't see. And I realize the Democrats may be saying, we're not going to spend money on trying to get these people to switch public opinion because we're not going to. But I am curious, because if there was any time to have their people out and saying, Trump needs to concede, Trump needs to concede, or whatever else they would be chanting, the time is now. Do they think they've got it licked? I don't think so by a long shot. I think the Democrats are probably giving their chances 50-50, and I'm going to tell you right now, their chances are 1-99 that they will remain with this supposed exuberant feeling of Biden's election. Because the Democrats don't like Biden. He's not setting the course for anything that they're doing. That's being done by people way above his pay grade.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government-assisted programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Double benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Donald Trump talked about it in the debate. He says, what smooth transition? You guys came after me with everything. He alluded, you should all be in jail. And soon, I predict, many of them will be. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Thanks for tuning in. We've got people wanting us to let Biden into the White House and for Donald Trump to pretend that he's saying, oh, you know what, just in case, Joe, you win, I'm going to let you be in this transition. Let me tell you, Joe Biden, Democrats, this black man on the KevinJacksonShow.com, I will never recognize you as a president. And thankfully, I won't have to even worry about it because you will never be president of the United States. Mike Lindell of MyPillow, he's trending because he made a 100% guarantee. I don't know why I wasn't trending. I've been saying it for, I don't know, the longest time. And everybody's going, how can you be so confident? I gave you the answer to that. One, I believe in a living God. And two, I know this republic is at a crossroads. And we will cross in the direction that is best for America. And that is Donald Trump. And every single day, you get more and more data to prove that voter fraud exists. I went through impossibilities. Dead people voting, people who left the county that didn't re-register voting again. Democrats did everything. They looked at every possible list and they filled out ballots. They were stuffing ballots long before we ever got involved, and people like Zuckerberg were in cahoots with them, giving millions and millions of dollars. And that's how we got here. And I'm going to tell you, every one of them that did it is going to end up in serious trouble. People are already going to prison over this. I got a buddy who says, so many planes are flying in and out of Gitmo. He goes, you think the Cuban Revolution is happening? He says, it's crazy. I don't have any. I can't speak to it. I didn't see it. But these guys are spec ops guys. And they said, man, Gitmo's full. Full of what? Muslim terrorists? I don't think so. Anyway, Joe Biden wants to go to intelligence briefings. You can't have a moron sit in intelligence briefings. You can't have somebody who's got Tourette's.
Yeah, we got a bomb planted over there. Yeah, we're going to destabilize the Iranian economy.
I mean, really? Forget. Even if Joe Biden were part of his team, it would be because he's Donald Trump's stupid uncle. And they want to make him feel like he's involved in some kind of way. What? These people are unbelievable. Donald Trump is blocking Joe Biden from intelligence briefings. The Trump administration, I'm reading this from CNN, prevented President-elect Joe Biden's transition team from meeting with its counterparts at the Pentagon. At these intelligence agencies, they said, according to a former senior intelligence officer. The slowdown means that the Biden team has not yet been able to meet with the officials from the military intelligence agencies within the Department of Defense, including the Defense Intelligence Agency and the National Security Agency. Why would he let them meet with these swamp rats that Donald Trump is still trying to figure out? They won't want to meet with them. They want to figure out, what does the Trump team know? This battle is still waging on, folks. Well, it's not going to happen. They said, the Pentagon denies any efforts to stymie Biden's election team. A senior defense official told CNN that briefings had taken place on Friday for transition officials on military matters, including senior-level policy and international security issues, but not on intelligence. I don't blame Trump for blocking this so-called transition team, because Biden, number one, is not president-elect, despite the fake news' declaration. But there's potentially more to this story. I wrote about this recently, recent moves that Trump made with respect to military intelligence. And he may feel it necessary to keep Biden in the dark about his actions, because Biden could very well end up in prison over this. Lots of dots get connected. And Lynn Wood made a comment about the DOJ and some people being real patriots. I don't know what he's alluding to. I can speculate with the best of them. But I think there were some people in the DOJ that said, we've seen enough. And this girl wrote this article in American Thinker where she talked about Chris Miller, who replaced Esper, a worthless piece of crap. And Miller is a special forces guy. And his appointment coincided with the Pentagon shakeup that has seen the special forces cease to be subsets of other branches of the military. Now they're on par with the military. Now, I don't know how that works because, you know, you have the Navy SEALs, Delta Force, Army Rangers, you have Airborne, etc. But they're all reporting under Special Operations Command of some sort. And, so the guy announced it. I talked about it the other day when we talked about it. But he said the top Pentagon civilian official who oversees special operations had previously reported to the Undersecretary of Defense for policy. No more. Now, the next part of Trump's strategy weighs in on what I've been talking about, which is how do you use the military when you don't, because you don't trust your Department of Justice? And I told everybody, the president could easily be doing one of these FBI-like stings where he invites these Democrats to this big gathering, you know, fancy party. And all the big names are going to be there. And, you know, tell them, you know, all these great acts are going to perform. And it's a black tie event. And they all dress up. And they come to some big ballroom. And then Trump brings in special forces. And they start arresting these clowns and hauling them off to Gitmo. I still keep asking a very simple question. Where is Gina Haspel, CIA director, former CIA director? Where is she? These people are all treasonous. They're traitors to this country. And I know that the president has real evidence against these Democrats. But the timing of the Durham report is interesting because it's late and it's happening now. Democrats playing the we won game. They pretend to have a mandate. But I'm not going to bet against Donald Trump. Too many things are happening behind the scenes. You guys are asking me, and I don't know any more than you do. I want to be very honest about that. But what I do have that's a little different than most is I have a very high BS meter. And I have a meter that can detect, you know, the low rumblings of the elephants. You know, it's so low. You could hear that, but you couldn't hear the elephants. You know what I'm saying? I can hear it. And I see it happening. The president invoking elements of his executive order. That he can look into the cyber warfare against foreign enemies. So what do you think he's doing when he grabs these Dominion machines? He's sees these servers in Germany. He's done something in Canada. He's working with Spain. And do you think President Trump's an idiot? Do you think he's not saying, let me just say this to you, China, Russia, whomever may be involved. When I'm back in, there will be hell to pay if you're involved and you don't turn over all the evidence you have. Do you think that the president didn't have his hackers finding out what's going on, or the people around him? You don't think that happened? I'm just saying, you know, people are playing this man for a fool. But I think he's going to be able to tell us who did it, who funded it, who was behind the curtain, and all of it. And then, why did the governor of Georgia suddenly decide that this election in his state might very well be fraudulent, and he's going to revisit it? Why did his attorney general decide, you know what, I'm going to look into Stacey Abrams' group and Warnock, the people who want, one of them who wants to be a senator, one of them who wants to ultimately be the governor of Georgia, I'm going to look into their organizations when they had practically rubber stamped this deal. Why is all that happening? I'll talk more in a few days about this whole Stacey Abrams fraud that she's trying to perpetrate and what's going on there. There's a lot brewing, folks, and it's in our favor, whether you believe it or not. So I hope it makes you feel good.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.